Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
That was John Morosi, MLB Network, predicting that Jaron Duran, we talked about it yesterday, that he is a trade possibility, but he had a landing spot. And it wasn't San Diego. It was the Detroit Tigers that would open up the outfield a little bit. You'd have a little bit less of a log jam. But free agency is underway in the Major League Baseball.
Yep. 32 minutes ago it started.
Should we check with the Dan Ball signings desk?
No.
Nope. No, you should not.
Nothing there, huh?
Okay.
So yeah, then you can. It's going to be a lot of quiet air, though.
Yeah, okay. So we talked yesterday about some of the guys that would be on our wish list, the desires. And both The Athletic and ESPN put out stories this morning with, like, the top 50 free agents and what they're going to get or what their projections. And if you read these stories, they're not just throwing crap against the wall. They're using 15 years of data and I don't even know, numbers and whatever. It's not just throwing crap against the wall. And the two that stuck out to me, Fitzy, right off the bat, 4 years, $128 million for Kyle Schwarber. That's $32 million a year.
Feels bargainish to me.
Okay, I agree. You know what also feels like a bargain? 4 years, $110 million for Pete Alonso.
I'll pay.
So you add those up real quickly. That's 4 years for $238 million, and you could have not only a DH named Kyle Schwarber, but a first baseman named Pete Alonso. And I believe if you run those numbers, that would fit under the parameters of you traded away Devers for $30 million a year, and Bregman opted out for $40 million a year. So
And there's $10 million left over, Andy.
Exactly. So why am I being Lil Gullible Andy if I think that's a possibility? Why can't that be a reality, Ted Johnson?
There's no reason it can't be. I mean, the Red Sox, you know, they're going to have to kind of, I think, keep putting their money where their mouth is and pay guys, because you got everybody's attention last year. That's right. What you wanted. You got us. Okay, we were all in. All right, you get bounced in the first round. All right, you know what? You gave us a summer. It was awesome. It hadn't been around like that around here for about 4 years. And so it just kind of brought back those old feelings of what the Red Sox, you know, fun seasons are like. I can't imagine this team all of a sudden decides it just wants to sit on its hands. Don't you got to capitalize with the young players that you have? I mean, Alex Bregman was so pumped to be playing with Marcelo Meyer, with Roman Anthony. You know, so they blend well with the older veterans. You got to get some older established guys. If Alex isn't coming back, and even we know they need a big bat. We know that Tristan Casas probably is. I can't imagine him coming back and playing this year, at least at a high level. That they need big pieces. You know, at the corner infield. If Alex doesn't come back, I hope he does. But if they don't, they need guys in the corner infield. And so they need, you know, they got us. Ratings were up. People were buying in for the first time. Now don't screw it up. You got us on the line, you know. You got us on the hook, I should say. Now pull us in, and then we'll be happy. So I think they have to spend. I think if they don't spend, it's going to be an awful look. And some of the guys we've been talking about, they're close to the team. They swear to us that there are guys on their radars that they're going to go after, you know, Joe Ryan and mm-hmm. such, that don't lose too much sleep over it, that they're going to be spinning. We'll see if that's the case. I just think they got us all back on the hook. Now reel us in, guys.
Dan Ball?
I just wanted to throw into the conversation that with the extensions that were signed that are kicking in this year, you got Crochet, you got Anthony, you got Christian Campbell. Red Sox payroll has them tabbed at around $220 million on the books, okay. But that's including the estimates for arbitration. So if you non-tender Nate Lowe, that's another $13 million off the books, and Tanner Houck, another couple. So the numbers are still very much fluid, but you just reminding that you kind of have to work in those extensions when you're talking about, oh, I want to sign three big free agents, for example.
Yeah, I just said badly, two, and then a pitcher is a trade for.
I still say you can make room for Steven Matz, Schwarber, and Pete Alonso. There. Ta-da. That's everything we would want.
Matz is 2 years, $17 million, Fitzy, just so you know.
Yeah, so that's $8.5 million. Projection. So that's $59.5 million. Yep. So that's $68 million for Matz, Schwarber, and Alonso. That
can keep your $2 million, John Henry. Buy a big old cigar to smoke.
Go put a new humidor on your yacht for all I care. But here's my question back to you guys is, how badly, because they made such a big deal last year about Bregman always goes to the playoffs. He's always wanted to play in Boston. He hits so well. He loves Cora. How badly does he want to come back here versus how badly does he want that last big check?
Probably the second one. Yeah. I think Boris wants that big
Boris
check.
Boris certainly will be pushing him in the check direction. And for comparison purposes, ESPN says Bregman will get 5 years, $160 million. Damn. That's $32 million a year for a guy who had basically 2 years and $80 million left here. So doubles his money.
Yeah, because of the length of contract. Yeah. And he was making 40 this year, but on a short deal. Yeah. It's good work if you can get it, man.
I won't begrudge a guy. If he gets a contract like that, how are you going to begrudge him?
Yeah. And I think what his injury, I think, really killed momentum. I think people were mm-hmm. pumped. He had the best start he's had in years.
Yep.
Maybe 5 years. And so he was hot. Injury comes, and it just killed all momentum. When he did come back, he just wasn't the same. And so I don't think there's any real attachment to Alex. I was hoping that there would be because I just like the cut of his jib. But there doesn't seem to be. I don't feel like people are clamoring for them to sign Alex Bregman back. So my guess is the feeling is he'll probably move on, which bums me out because I think he enjoyed just being a part of this program in this town. And I was hoping that he would want to come back here. But he wants to go get that big payday. I don't think anybody's going to have any issue with that.
Yeah, it did feel like it kind of petered out the vibe, the momentum, the aura, because he made the playoffs, but they didn't do anything.
And he didn't have any moments in the
playoffs. And he didn't have any moments. No. And his play kind of petered out down the stretch with the injury. I do think the injury was part of it. I think he came back too soon or faster than he probably should have from the injury.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good.
like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
But it just didn't feel like that connection that was felt earlier in the year. And you know what part of it might have been too? Anthony was gone and Meyer was gone. Because you said it. We kind of had this weird pairing of him with the young guys. Like they were the story of the team and it all kind of petered out. They were gone. He was hurt, not as good. And the momentum towards what he
was. I mean, it's the Roman Anthony injury, the oblique. Don't swing at that outside pitch, bro. Like, yeah, Lee, you wouldn't have hurt your oblique.
Are you victim shaming?
That killed all momentum because I just took the win. I think the team knew they were cooked after that.
Yeah. Dan Ball, you have another player, though, on this list. If this list is right, if these projections are right, a much more affordable name to throw out there at a position of need for the Red Sox?
So doing a little bit of research, there is a qualifying offer that's still being figured out. So he could opt in and remain with the Padres. But my name is Luis Arraez, second baseman. Had a down year this year, hitting .291, which tells you just how much he gets on base. I think he's about as perfect of a two-hitter behind Roman Anthony and in front of Pete Alonso or somebody like that in that lineup. He's listed at 2 years, $17 million. And I think for the fact that he struck out 20 times last year or something like that, he is a perfect cure-all for what I think ailed this Red Sox lineup. So give me Arraez on top of the guys you're talking about.
Cheap.
Oh, 2 years. Cheap. Yeah. Perfect. Doesn't strike out. Two-hole. So we have, Anthony, your guy Arraez.
Yeah.
Then we have Alonso, then Schwarber, then Story, then Abreu, Narvaez,
Meyer,
and Rafaela.
That's our lineup.
That lineup on the screen at Fenway Park
feels
in
better.
June
yep.
feels like a big boy. Talk to me in October and November, Major League Baseball lineup.
And no, it's not going to happen because you have to move your boy Yoshida and Duran and then sign a bunch of players in a row. But that would be, that's the ultimate best of the best that any team could expect.
Man, well, how many more years does Yoshida have?
Two?
I want to say two.
One or two, yeah.
Okay.
It's not great.
We got to move on, man. It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah.
Two at $18 million a year. Ooh, boy. I don't think anybody's taking that even now.
No one's taking that. If you get rid of him, you're paying some of that. He's staying on your books for some period of time at that $18 million. You might get somebody to pay $5 million for him, and then you're eating $13 million. But
we said this tongue-in-cheek, but if you're Toronto, wouldn't you at least call? I mean, I know they kind of have the DH position taken care of in George Springer, who had an unbelievable year.
Yeah.
But wouldn't you see those numbers and go, I could have that 81 games of the year? Maybe it's crazy, but I'd at least have a conversation.
Especially
about it.
If you know the Sox want to get rid of them, you can leverage them and pay nothing. Just get a free bat that seems to love hitting in your environment. Yeah, as a depth piece. But hopefully at some point things get fun. Hopefully they heat up. Hopefully we're talking about the Red Sox involved with these big money players who maybe the big money isn't quite as big as we would have expected it to be.
So I want all three of you on record before we go to break. And Andy, I'll start with you. Are we underwhelmed by this offseason or are we happy with how things go when we talk again in February about this team?
Happy.
We're happy.
I think you're going to have a bat and a pitcher.
Ted Johnson?
Yeah, I'm gonna lean in with Andy and I'm gonna say the same thing. You got me, Red Sox. Don't screw it up.
Nick Fitzy Stevens.
Who am I to tinkle in the punch? I'm not breaking this up. Yeah, we're gonna be happy about it and then some.
Okay. Look at that optimism. We'll see if that's rewarded.
Let's squeeze in a quick phone call before we get to the final break here. Steven Norwood's been waiting for a while. What's up, Steven?
Hey guys, how you doing?
Good, man.
Hey. So I had a question and a statement, and I'll start with the statement. So my statement is that the Patriots will lose to Tampa Bay badly on Sunday, and that'll prove that they're not Super Bowl contenders.
Okay.
And my question is, if New England had to play Pittsburgh or LA in the first round, healthy, of course, and then they had to play either Baltimore or Denver in the second round, and these teams are playing as good as they are, do you think New England gets to the AFC Championship to play Kansas City?
All right, thanks for the call, Steven.
I'm curious. We got Baltimore still on the schedule,
yep.
So I'm curious how they do in that game. But are you? I'm not scared of the Steelers. I'm not scared of the Chargers. Please.
Nope.
So first round, yeah, they win that game, Steve. And then I think, you know, yeah, I think Denver's got a great defense. But you know what? The Falcons and the Bills both had the best passing defenses, 1 and 2. And how did he do against those passing defenses? Pretty good, right?
Yes, they did.
So I feel pretty confident. Baltimore scares me if they can figure it out.
And didn't Cleveland have the number one overall defense at the time they played him? Mm-hmm. I think they had the number one defense. So you've gone through some good defenses, passing defenses, overall defenses. You've played – the schedule itself may be tough, but the defenses you've played – yeah, I absolutely – now, I think they could lose to Denver. Like, I don't think that's a cakewalk, just pencil in a victory and move on, but they could
– And they actually match up well against Baltimore because their run defense is the number one run defense against the best rushing attack in Baltimore.
Yeah.
You know, that defense for Baltimore is not too good.
I don't know if I want Robert Spillane chasing Lamar Jackson too many plays.
I hear you.
Spying idea of him, you know, that A-chain run kind of Tim Chasen athletically would worry me. But yes, and we also, the Baltimore needs to get back into it too. Like, I think they might, actually, we've talked a lot about this, but Baltimore needs to get back into it. But could the Patriots beat any one of those four teams?
Yes.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Would I pick them against a couple of them? Absolutely. So, yes, they're a AFC championship game contender as we view them today. Now, if they go out and, as Steven predicted, get their doors blown off in Tampa Bay, maybe we're having a different conversation on Patriots Monday. Yeah. So, 617-779-7937. Appreciate the call, Steven. Coming up next here on WEEI Afternoons, we look ahead to tonight's Bruins game, and we look to an unfortunate loss of life in Dallas. That's next in Odds and Ends here on WEEI.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see Rates and Fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.